Chapter 2. Mr. Utterson Meets Mr. Hyde. Mr. Utterson walked in silence for a few minutes. Then he asked, "Are you sure that he used a key to open the door?"
"That's a strange question," said Mr. Enfield, surprised.
"Yes, I know," Mr. Utterson continued. "But the fact is that I know the name Hyde. And I think I also know the name of the other man, the name on the cheque. But I don't want to tell you at the moment."
"What I told you was true," said Mr. Enfield. "The man had a key, and he's still got it. I saw him use it only a week ago."
Mr. Utterson was silent. Finally, Mr. Enfield said,
"It was wrong of me to tell you all this. Let's agree that we will never talk about it again."
"I agree," answered Mr. Utterson. Mr. Utterson was very worried when he got home that evening. After dinner, he went into his office and took an envelope from the drawer in his desk. Inside the envelope, there was a will. It was the will of Dr. Henry Jekyll, one of his clients and an old friend too. And it was a very strange will. He read it once again. "On Henry Jekyll's death, or in the case of his disappearance for more than 3 months, all his money and possessions will go to his friend, Edward Hyde." Mr. Utterson didn't like the will, especially the part about the disappearance. He liked the will even less now that he knew something about Mr. Hyde. Mr. Utterson put the will back into the drawer and decided to go and visit an old friend, Dr. Lanyon. The doctor was also an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's. Mr. Utterson arrived at Dr. Lanyon's house and the servant took him into the living room. The two men talked for a few minutes and then Mr. Utterson asked, "Do you know anything about Henry Jekyll's friend, Mr. Hyde?"
"I can't help you," said Dr. Lanyon. "Henry Jekyll and I don't visit each other very often now. When we do, we always argue about scientific questions. I don't know about any Mr. Hyde."
That night, Mr. Utterson couldn't sleep. He thought about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for hours. He wanted to help Dr. Jekyll, but how? He decided to meet Mr. Hyde and began to watch the building with the old door. He went there at different times during the day and night, stood near the door and waited for Mr. Hyde. Finally, one night, a short, dark-haired man walked to the door. His coat and scarf hid most of his face. The man took a key from his pocket.
"Excuse me," said Mr. Utterson, "are you Mr. Hyde?"
For a moment, the man was frightened. Then he answered,
"That is my name. Who are you?"
"I'm Mr. Utterson, an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's," Mr. Utterson answered.
"Dr. Jekyll is not at home," said Mr. Hyde.
"That's fine," continued Utterson, surprised at Hyde's answer. "I wanted to meet you, not Dr. Jekyll."
"What do you want?"
Hyde asked.
"I want to see your face," said Mr. Utterson. Mr. Hyde didn't move for a moment. Then he turned slowly to Mr. Utterson, and the two men looked at each other.
"Thank you. Now I will know you if we meet again," said Mr. Utterson. "Yes, it's good that we have met, and you should have my address,"
Mr. Hyde added, and gave the name and number of another street in London. Utterson was very surprised.
"Does Hyde know about Jekyll's will?"
he thought,
Is he giving me his address so that I can contact him after Jekyll's death or disappearance?
How did you recognize me?
Mr. Hyde suddenly asked. Someone described you to me, Mr. Utterson answered.
Who?
Asked Mr. Hyde. We've got friends in common, answered Mr. Utterson. Dr. Jekyll, for example.
You're lying! Dr. Jekyll never talked to you about me!
Mr. Hyde shouted angrily. Then he opened the door and disappeared into the building. Alone in the street, Mr. Utterson thought about Mr. Hyde and agreed with Mr. Enfield's description of him.
He's got an evil look, Mr. Utterson thought.
Mr. Utterson continued to Dr. Jekyll's house, just round the corner on the other side of the courtyard.